Beginning on March 9th and running through the 25th at multiple locations throughout the city, it's the 7th annual Constella Festival, more diverse and fascinating than ever. I'm Elaine Deal for Around Cincinnati. My guest this evening is the founder and artistic director of Constella Festival, violinist Tatiana Berman. Good evening and welcome to WVXU, Ms. Berman.
Thank you very much for having me here.
We're going to talk a lot about this year's event, but first, take us back to the beginning of Constella 7 years ago.
Constella Festival started as an organization that presents an annual festival. And what we wanted to do is showcase the depth and breadth of the arts in Cincinnati. At the time, there were a lot of smaller arts organizations, especially chamber music, which were kind of overlooked by other cities and, you know, and in the United States in particular. We thought that by bringing in internationally renowned stars and bringing in visual artists and dancers and a bit of jazz and mainly classical music stars, we would then also incorporate the local organizations into the festival. And by doing that, showcase what Cincinnati has to offer in that respect. And what we really have done is made it more kind of boutique. And we now have 2 weekends full of music, dance, and visual art, and digital event as well. But we also do other things throughout the year. So the actual festival is going to open with a preview event at 21C Museum Hotel. It's a preview of our wonderful project called Cincinnati Renaissance Project. And it's a comprehensive portrait of a lot of wonderful people in Cincinnati who make a difference, and heads of arts organizations, some CEOs who support the arts, artists, and other movers and shakers in the city. And we essentially are going to have a library database of all sorts of materials and interviews and points of view. So it's a kind of a large project that we are making this year, and hopefully we're also turning it into a full feature-length documentary about Cincinnati and the history of it and the artistic and cultural heritage and where we were and where we are going.
And I understand that the theme is this year experimenting with new venues and new ideas. What are some of the new venues where maybe people wouldn't expect to see art or music or dance?
Yes, there is one venue in particular where we haven't explored before, and that is because it's new. And that is Gallery 708. I believe it's on Walnut Street, 708 Walnut. We have an amazing, really wonderful event there. It's actually our finale. And it's going to be completely packed. So it's to do with Nuevo Chamamé music. And also we're going to have some tango afterwards.
Is that this Saturday night Latin Fever event?
I was reading about? Well, that is one of our titles. But it's actually Duo Scafano Minetti. And those guys are very serious about their Nuevo Chamamé. And Richard actually composes a lot of the music. And he's a very serious sandinion player, and his partner is a pianist. And so I'm guesting on that program with another musician, Jeff Green, who is going to be playing bass.
How important is it to showcase young artists?
It's very important. In fact, right now, one of the programs that we're going to present is Constella for Kids. So throughout the year, Constella does outreach performance programs, and they are inspiring in nature. We don't go in with lessons. We go in with these inspiring performances where, you know, kids, even if it's just one kid in the audience that gets affected by it, it's really important to us that they can think of music in this way where it can be part of their everyday life. And so our programs are, they include a narrator and the musical story. And actually, we have a wonderful younger pianist who has developed, we've been encouraging and working together with him. We have developed a program together, and it's going to be a really wonderful program called Beethoven and the Magic Box. And it's a story of young Beethoven going through all these experiences and meeting Duke Ellington and other composers, and meanwhile discovering this magic box and the story that unfolds.
Can people purchase tickets to individual events, or are there passes, mm-hmm. packages, and where would they find the information?
Everything is pretty easy. We have a website where you can buy a pass to the entire festival, or you can buy tickets to single events. 2 of the events are free. Our partner event, Classical Revolution, is free, and the Constella for Kids event is free. And we are actually partnering up with the Contemporary Art Center, the UN Museum. And over the last couple of years, Constella has also been working in the digital realm, and we have put together music videos, and we've also helped to create this documentary about musicians and music and the power of music and what it takes to get there, and that's called Maestro. We are actually currently working on helping to produce a few more music videos as well, because we want more people to be exposed to this fantastic music. So I do like, you know, music production side of things as well.
And you're known as a violinist and a classical musician, and perhaps as an arts festival founder now after 7 years, but you're also a painter. You do visual arts.
Yes, you know, whenever everybody is asleep and I am actually still alive, sometimes I paint. I have only recently started selling my work, so it's a little bit of a new thing for me, but I have painted, you know, most of my life on and off, and now I'm exploring a couple of different themes, especially the theme of enlightenment and kind of spiritual connection with our fast-paced life and very often sort of skimming through things instead of getting somehow deeper into who we are, you know, somehow digging deep down there. It's often, I think that paintings is the way I try to express that. And of course, music is another way, but painting is often just a really beautiful way to express my ideas.
Well, we're awfully glad that you've chosen to make Cincinnati home and that you've chosen Cincinnati to be the base of this wonderful festival. The Constella Festival opens on the 9th of March, runs through March 25th. All of the information available at constellaarts.com. And you can link to that through our website, WVXU. Tatiana Berman, I don't know how you found time, but thank you for visiting with Around Cincinnati this evening. And good luck with the event. We'll see you there.
It's my pleasure. Thank you very much for having me.
For Around Cincinnati, I'm Elaine Deal.